With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The fur was flying last night during a forum on the hotly contested race for New York City mayor. Although Democratic Socialist candidate Zohran Mamdani is leading former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in the latest polls, a dark horse candidate has now picked up support. On a roundtable broadcast carried on AM 970 The Answer in New York City, nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher says he is backing Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa.
I don't think the numbers favor Curtis in any way, shape, or form. The numbers didn't favor Donald Trump in 2016 either. Hillary had a 93% chance of winning the election. So you go in as an American, you go in as a New Yorker, and you vote your principles, you vote your convictions, and you let God sort it out. But you move heaven and earth to vote for the guy who you know would be a better mayor than Andrew Cuomo, and that's Curtis Sliwa. That's Mr. Law and Order.
Sliwa, the founder of the Guardian Angels Crime Prevention Organization, is currently running third in the polls as the November 4th election approaches. Roughly 200 Texas National Guard troops hitting the streets of Chicago today to protect federal personnel and property. The city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, though, are fighting the troop deployment in the courts. President Trump offering no assurance of back pay for furloughed federal workers.
In 2019, President Trump signed legislation into law that ensures federal workers receive back pay during a government shutdown. But this week, he said there's no guarantee that'll happen this time. The president told reporters that he wants to take care of our people, but added that there are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former FBI Director James Comey has a court date today in Virginia. Arraignment on charges of lying to Congress 5 years ago about media leaks. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 75 points. This is SRN News. Americans talk about gambling.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well. But now states are legalizing and it's spreading like wildfire. And a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly one in four over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been at the center of pivotal fights over hot-button social issues. The court currently has a 5-2 Democratic majority in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. Prosecutors say the evidence is strong against a man accused of trying to blow up a news media vehicle in Utah.
Authorities say a man's DNA was found on a gasoline can that was placed under a television news vehicle in a failed arson attempt in Salt Lake City. Prosecutors say that 45-year-old Christopher Solomon Proctor lit a fuse attached to that plastic gas container after he put it under a news vehicle owned by the local Fox affiliate, KSTU-TV. On September 12th, the fuse went out before the gas ignited. A federal judge ordered Proctor to remain in jail until his trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A couple of storms to watch this morning. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Jerry has strengthened in the Atlantic, headed toward the Caribbean. Meanwhile, Hurricane Priscilla continues churning in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.